after he brought up for a food from the Chief Kaitin, he said that he keeps a ration, but it's also to Jim Berakni. I'm back to that point, to Jim Berakni. I'm very close to being a rat instead of being a Kaitin, but I am Kippur, the very strong Chief of Israel, not the Yemen Berman, the very strong Chief of Israel with Chesed. So this group is supposed to take place the day before every Yemen. That's why we decide for special tiers of usual legal on the 8th day of Christmas. Adyam Kippur, we say the same thing that we say in Rosh Hashanah, the Taylor of Din, the Yom Din. We both say Adyam Kippur, Yom Din. But not Yom Din, it's a Yom Kippur, it's something changed with you today. The Adyam Kippur, still a Yom Din. I didn't look at him in the question, I just knew many years ago, there wasn't a comment on it. One of the moderators, he said that the word Din sometimes means judgment, good judgment, sometimes means good attention. You say, Din Lechayim. Not a reason, you say Din Lechayim. It just means with a system, with a pattern. So the, that the Yisrael Bracha, when he leaves the cemetery, the Mara has a Bracha, to Yasser Ekhadim, to Kilter Ekhadim, Zan Ekhadim, Haimut Ekhadim, I mean, the Kilter Ekhadim, 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 he wrote that the way he spoke with Allah to someone when he said that they are in the end game or some part of the end game. And in Kippur, when he leaves the exact same period with the same Russell, it doesn't mean the same thing. You mean that it's the one text to deal with the chosen. But the text is not the Bourbon from this poor God text that like when he created the world, everything to be a part of the very type of Yvonne, I thought it means just flowing forth of the Yasser and the Zom the Kofar Eskan Adun. But in the Hashir and Hachayez from Badun. Badun, but the Midas Adun, so you can also have the Midas Adun. And the Kofar and the Zom the Kofar Eskan Adun. But also not sure in Badun, the Midas Adun. Sometimes it means to the Chayzi. The Iker of the Shlichus Bechlau, all of the, before Rosh Hashanah and during the Seretz Mech Kuban, I am Kippur. The Iker of the Shlichus is the Yidin and Iger, that is all who taught the Moshe Rabbeinu, I am Kippur. That Melanie should have started after his office is the Kippur, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu that called Moshe Bonnet Chos, he asked me to come up his day like all. I mean, most of all, that was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu, I am Kippur. That's why the Onan have an old tradition. You look in the Mordecai on the Sefer Shlomo, he quotes written in heaven, how many times do you say you give a leader to each one of the tumors that were put there? Why is it? There's not a lot of attack, but that's not a leader. If anybody finishes the Tumor of Rachas before you say the Tadish Kisabia, because the Hebrew says the truth, the central meaning is the rabbi holds the tournament. I thought that when he starts the time to hold the tournament, let me pull the Tanaheshi and Tadish Kisabia, a lot of times, not a lot of the Gnostic ones. I said, where are the two? They're not to hold the drush with us. The rabbi wants to hold the drush. He's to hold the drush with the poor man. Not the Kaddish. He's supposed to say Shlichus and Shachis and Mishas and Mincha and Mila as well. So he, most of the Machzorim that we use today, again, the same with Machzorim, so they left out all of the Shlichus for Shachis, Mishas and Mincha. And he only had the Shlichus for Mayrus. He wouldn't have Shlichus by Mayrus, so he would be playing same job as the end, the home, and the heck now. So everybody says Shlichus by Mayrus. And you have Shlichus by Mila, but everybody has Shlichus by Mila. And the Kuntza left out the Shlichus by Shachar, Mishas, and Mishas. And the Mordechai, as I mentioned, the Mordechai Rosh Hashanah quotes from the Bavli Atheist, and so we go in different traditions, how many Shlichus he's supposed to say in each Chazor of Hashat, of Shachar, Mishas, Mishas, in order to say, you're going to meet it how many times? 7 times, 13 times, 5 times, 3 times, you have different traditions, if it's numbers of the Kabbalah, everything. So whatever it is, it's clear that everybody quite a lot of Shlichus on Yom Kippur. That's what we all have some time with. But the evil thinkers left out, they want to charge more money and give you less for your money. So you just left out all the Shlichus in the middle of the as well as ourselves. So I wrote to you for similar about that years ago. I know you could. He was working on a study on Typicon. For many years in a row, he would complain about that, that it's not proper, that even though it's not right to be the dominant husband, that we should diminish the curse. So we brought the truth of Socrates. Which is a minister, and he's not a minister, he's just a minister because he's clear that all the government and all the saints, that's clear, and that's the whole equal region of leaders, because he's got what to make it up there, and we'll put for that. That's why we set this group as an all leaders to them. The Rush, in the end of Nimrod, quotes in the name of the Rabbeinu Sadiwan, that when one is chosen in the midst, and there are many people who can recite the bracha that is done in such a strong halakhima. The Rosh Tanya said, it'll be a bracha of Atola. The Rosh understood the Rabbeinu Sadiwan is saying that the Shiva and Arabian ship in the midst is based on the principle of Chai Vodim and Chai Rashma Bereza. And he understood that Rebbe would love that because the Rosh Tanya said, it would apply to all the occasion, including Rosh Tanya and Shiva as well. And we even applied these manager that think of other people are coming anyway. We think of Google and some of the ladies and these managers we think of knowing all the level. That was working on the Makam Anubi. That was going to the Lake Anubi. The Sheffer Dean, the Chagor and the Chagor and the Chagor. Why in the world did he say the Sheffer Dean? The Mishnah between the Chagor and the Lake. The Rabbi Yeshe Bengo and the Yerne Hashash and Kagubo quote from Kabbalah Shoram, I guess, that's a very important very quote. Rabbi Yeshe Bengo and the Yerne Hashash. I guess the people are familiar with the original sources of Tanya that it is. I'm not familiar. But he quotes from the Kabbalah Shrine that somehow the Kabbalah Shrine of Yamin Tavim is such that it can only have an effect on the person if he went to Mishkan again. So that's why it even applies to Zman Azeh. And even though they call it for the person who's going to remain coming from that place, there is much sooner that he can get rid of, he should, because it's unrelated, Chayvon Tarak Mugabal is unrelated to the Mitzvah of Aliyah Laregio, it's a sexual union in order to absorb as much as possible as he's Chayvon. And the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says that Rahul Vatolan, the regional section, and it's not very satisfying. He has a famous Shuga that's quoted, if you look in the Mitzvah Gura, the last page in Chayvon Tay, I think it's called Shuga, and the last page in Chayvon Tay, the Mitzvah Gura, quotes this out of Tay, that the Gimel Chayvon Tarak Mugabal doesn't apply to Manas Adichlal. Because he quotes from the Rambam, that the Rambam quotes is going to get to Aliyah the Regular in order to be able to enter the Beit HaMikdash. The work of Shukhas, the Rambam HaTech, it's always time to show us. Sometimes you take the Shukhas, all the men have an obligation to be early. They have to walk into the Azor, so it's going to have to be Torah. And even the rest of the days of Yom Tov, one has to walk into the Azor once. Even the rest of the days of Yom Tov, you have an obligation to each Shabbat. It's in Chalabit Tzad Shlomim, the Gemara says. Not only in Chalabit Basra. The original Gemara says in Chalabit Tzad Shlomim. The Gemara Shlomim is in Atoha. So that's why the word is in it. Chayvar and Tarak Melech is not coming. They come in for a time. It only applied on paper scores. It didn't apply to Rashani and Sip because nobody had an obligation. And then Sip was used on the Chalabit. No one had an obligation to enter into the Beit HaMikdash. If somebody was interested in the drama, they can go to Washington and doing that learning, and they have attention. It's one of the areas that they see, but that's like buying a ticket to go listen to how to sit the list here somewhere. You don't say, how well, you know, who should go buy a ticket? You see, you can go to visit the other, but you're not so curious. You can have, you need that in the ticket. You need that in the market. You need to take it and say whatever, but you can't say you're the student. It's only a paper for a city that's the Shaka Tai. It's only a paper for a city that's done for the community. They tie on based on the Rama Mishay. But you really have that good. So I mean it is that everybody needs much that you go to Mishan. Every one of them, we don't care, bro. We all have full complaints that the Rastagizan Shisa was misunderstood by the West. Because it's not that he holds as an extension of the Jewish Chaiwad and Tarasma, but as a little bit, even if not that thing, that's why he's even his man is there, and even on Rastagizan Shisa, he's not a rebel, he's not a rebel, he's not a rebel, he's not a rebel. Maybe Yolam Yotzadigan, how the same is that Yotzayu, Yotzayuan Tarak, and the Bereza only applies, it's not a Midzor, and I'm so it's a Golem. And there again, Kippu is a Shepard doing with Nei Hashem Kitoru. What do you mean with Nei Hashem Kitoru? He says, apparently the Yotzadigan understood that the Shad and Yotzayu is Kitoru. That should be Kitoru and a Mishka. Listen to Hashem before Yom Kippu comes in. Listen to Hashem Kitoru. The Ramban learns, listen to Hashem Kitoru. The simple Shabbat Pasuk is, you can purify yourselves by doing tshuva and by having a material. You will become purified, the Rosh Hashanah will purify you. That's the relative of Rosh Hashanah, which means you have to become a Mishayah, but it's also a Mishayah, if you have some tutorial, you will become pure, you will become cleansed of your sins and your sins. I think the Pasuk says. So the Ramban learns Pshat, and we're going to have our own folks to Mushalot, the same Ramban. Ramban learns Pshat, with Nehash Emshal, with Nehash Emshal, as you are about to enter into Yom Kippur. With Nehash Emshal, before you are about to enter into Yom Kippur, to tell you, you should recite Bigrin. You should cleanse yourselves by reciting Bigrin and doing Tshuva. That's why the Ramban says, why is it such a strange Tachanet Chachamim that on Erev Yom Kippur you have to gather Mincha and then eat the Suda on Shabbos and then come back to Shul, and when you got Mincha you say Yiddur. Why do you have to say Yiddur on Erev Yom Kippur? The Gemara says that he may get the Gemara's Hashem and Yerod Vach HaTol of the Suda. Something may go wrong in the Suda. What's going to go wrong? So the Rebbeim has two shots, and some of them say he may get drunk and he'll fall asleep and he won't come to Shul on Erev Yom Kippur. He'll get drunk and he'll say on Shabbos. He's not going to come to Shul, he's not going to say Yiddur. Another time say, send me a chanuk to see that he may choke a little bit of me. I heard of one story that a person choked and put him up there. I'm only 50 years old. I heard one story that a person choked and died. Everyone said, I never heard such a common book. But because of that guy, that's what I come to. It's a chanuk that everybody has to say, an area of different news that he's told about. If people choke, I guess. People choke on a little Shabbos in this video. It's common in choking, and maybe more common people in this world, I don't know. People choke on Erev Kippur and the first week of the church. This is strange, so the Ramban says, no, you have to start off with the premise of Mishnah Hashem Tutorial, that there is a clear Vidur and Erev Yom Kippur before you enter into Yom Kippur. Mishnah Hashem means, listen, further. Mishnah Hashem, that's the word Mishnah Hashem means, not in the presence of the Ramban, so before you enter into Yom Kippur. How does the word Hashem apply to Yom Kippur? Very strange. So they went through the whole Russia about this, like Rashman Yom Kippur thing, and this is all our Pichas, this is all our Pichas. It's an old limit that you, if you look at the Mlei itself, so we have this by Rupert. So that's all they just said. For me, by many Hasidic things, and even by Mishnah, you know, it's a lot of old time in your things, that instead of calling it Yom Kippur, we call it the Yom HaKadosh. It's not a word. I mean, I might have said Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippur, so that's the name of Yom HaKippur. Then you say, Kapar Lachan, Kapar Lachan, it's a double Kapar. So Yom Kippur can't have the full of Kappar. The Tanakh says it's not. Yom HaKippur is double Kappar. So why don't they want to pronounce the name Yom HaKippur? What's wrong? Why do they call it Yom HaKippur? So it's like you call the phone Yom HaKippur. Not a lot of pronounce it Yom HaKippur. So you say the same Hashem, the same Havad. Well, we do it on the course. You don't say the same HaKippur. So you also need to learn the same HaKippur. And that's a little bit of the same HaKippur. But somehow, we keep Yom Kippur in this, the Jews of Sayon of Yom Kippur, we get this the same Hamfari with El Hashem. We get this somehow the same Hashem, so that's why we don't even refer to Yom Kippur with his real name, we call it the Yom HaKadosh. What does that mean? Because I remember after Rashi said that in the davening, we say over the Lashon, over the Zivri of the Sayon, we say, Ana Hashem, Chatur Abu Chalki Am Kadosh Shabbat. The first one, Ana Hashem, Chatalki Abu Yisrael, Chatur Abu Chalki Am Kadosh Shabbat. And the next time, say the Shabbat, you sound, you don't say, Ana Hashem. Next time you say, Ana Vashem. Both two men. How are you supposed to mean it? Ana Hashem. Usually you say, Ana Hashem, how does it seem that? Ana Hashem, see that? And he pauses and he says, I thought you were going to be Ana Hashem, and he pauses. Right, so Rachel spoke at that's a mistake that he's pausing in the wrong place. The first time you pause, Ana Hashem, you pause, I thought that he could decide to have an by the way, saving them out there trying, there's another thing, not only that you, when you say Hebrew, you're leaning over and your clock all fade like this, but Samuel Magadu, but when the Chazan is saying the same how later, and he says, Ana Hashem Katos Yadishu, even though he's just telling over the story about the Pangolin Bridge, so the Master of Sinai writes that the news in Galicia, and he says, 150 years ago it was, but everybody who was staying along with the Kazmi, he said, I thought it was also leaning over and go like this. I can't remember what used to do like that. So apparently that was the old minute in Europe in many places. So the first time the Pangolin says, Ana Hashem, he says, he told him, Ana Hashem Katos Yadishu. Then the next time he should say, Ana, Hashem, Ana, Tor, Hashem Kapanola Hashem Rabbah. What do you mean by Hashem? Who is in the form? Which is the tower of the form of Hashem. What do you mean? So the pastor says, see by Yoyim Hazer, Yishata Oresh Mishar Eshkan. What do you mean by Yoyim Hazer? The simple scratch is, on this day. On this day, I'll meet you in the car. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So Yoyim Hazer. So apparently, the Torah understands that it means that, but it means more than that. It's a different kind of a day. It's a day kakenis, that's how the Rebbe used to call it. I guess in grammar books it doesn't say, it's a day kakenis. With this fact, I will hit the door. How do you say that in Hebrew? Fatat hazeh, how do you say that? Fatat hazeh, I will akeata kadur. So what is ba? Bayom hazeh, I'll meet you. Bayom hazeh, I'll meet you in the cross. So what's the day telling there? On this day. And you say, Ba'et hazeh, akeata kadur. Ba, the Ba'et hazeh means, usually it's free. Usually it's an instrument. So the point of, he's Bayom hazeh, chapter aleichem, doesn't only mean on this day after his brother will forgive us, it means with this day after his brother will forgive us with the Yitzum Mishayim Mechater. That's the author of the Mishnah. Yitzum Mishayim Mechater. That's the day he suffers Mechater. Rabbi Willis spoke the other night about the Machlezi, the Babu, and the Yishami. Who folks pointed that out? Machlezi, the Babu, and the Yishami. That the Yishami holds that the spear of them Tikkur is Mechater, and the Babu holds that Yitzum Mishayim is Mechater. Every one of us speaks Italian. As Yom Kippur is Mechatzis. So the Babu understands, he, Vayyam, has not only that on his day, so the God will forgive us, but with the Yitzum Mishayim, with the day itself. How does that mean? What do you mean with the day itself, so the God will forgive us? So he gave over the Moshe, but it says enough to be disrupted. There is enough to be disrupted. If you have a dirty bed here, so if you have some dirty clothing, so people have wash machines, it's a whole different world. But it's easy to go with when the women had to wash their clothing by hand, so if you have a dirty stain, you have to rub and rub. You have to rub hard to get the stain out. So when a person does that way, it's like his neshama is stained. So if you want to get the dirt out from your neshama, so how do you do that? You have to rub with detergent. So what are you going to use to rub? What are these detergents? So the Rabbanish Lom is going to rub it. The Rabbanish Lom comes in contact with the human being, has a very cleansing and a very purifying effect. And the Torah song tells us, "Ki vayom hazeh yisaper aleichem." It means that the Yitzum Mishayim is like the Shem Hashem. That's how it says in the Chumash Yisrael. Very strange. So that's what the Sanhedrin meant when he said, "Honor b'Hashem katana l'chatan l'avonis Hashem shechatot yisaper." What do you mean, "Honor b'Hashem"? He didn't say "Honor Hashem." That means "Honor tame b'Hashem katana l'chatan." Using the Shem Hashem, which is the same thing using the Yitzum Mishayim. But his welcome should forgive all of our sins. So that's how the Ramban understands the passage, Lishmei Hashem Tetoru, Lishmei means Tetoru. Not in the presence of the Shkini you will be purified, that's what Rabbi Peter says. That's perhaps the Tzibush Amitra. So the Ramban understands that he needs another man. And this Ramban is quoted by Lacha. The mother of Ramban quotes it from the Shalwak Tzadok, the one to be Machmet of the Ramban. The rest of the Shkini really is posted inside Gidro immediately prior to Kabbalah Tosefot in Hakipur. First, we mentioned the Torah of HaKadosh, the Rambam has an HaKadosh, which is the other thing, whether the Tosefot, Masih and the Torah of HaKadosh only applies to Yom Kippur, or applies to every Shabbos in Yom Kippur. The Rambam's opinion is that the Tosefot Yom Kippur is limited to Masih, it's only Yom Kippur. And as you have the Shabbos in Yom Kippur, not only is there no obligation in HaKadosh, there's no obligation to the Rabbanon either. And the legal question, if you're Masih and the Torah of HaKadosh, is it Chav? It's not even so clear, according to the Rambam, is it Chav? Somehow you're not obligated to, but if you're Masih, it's Chav, and HaKadosh, some say, it's not common at all, but it's common to the Rabbanah. So it's not even common to the Rabbanah. It doesn't exist, meaning there's nothing Jewish in the right. Only on Yom Kippur, which is a biblical obligation. But in Yom Kippur, the Rambam writes, it's a theme in Atar, it's a mercy of Masayil al Atar. It's not going to happen in Turkey. We need to be teaching our Atar in the way. If you're teaching this time, if I look at three in the time, if you're not in the time, you have to be mercy of Masayil al Atar. You can say it's a little bit, I'm cheap. So the Rambam understands, listen, I came to Torah, as you are just about to be Makabal, so Seth is Jesus, Yom HaKippur, and upon your throat, Lishmei Hashem is praying Hashem. Hashem is praying to the Jesus HaYom of Yom HaKippur, to the Yitzum Mishayim. As the person is about to be Makabal, so Seth was Jesus HaYom of Yom HaKippur, he should be Tetzari, he should purify himself and cleanse himself while he's guiding Jesus. So the Mogen Adon folks in the Shabbat party, that when you come back to school, after the Shabbat Mashiach, and you see the lady for Talmudia, the proper thing is that she repeats the Hebrew again. So Ramban says, and that's why the Institute of the Hebrew in the Street of Masquete is what a strange tachana. They're afraid he's going to get drunk and he's going to go to sleep and he won't come to school. They're afraid he's going to choke in the world. Why are they so nervous about that? I'm not so nervous. That's the same type of Ramban says you have to start with each premise. If you're giving an Atorah, the background, the Gemara is, the end of the year, there's an obligation in Atorah to recite these are an error, then people need to be prior, soon as possible, some of the Kabbalah, so that it's good to learn. But because I have found him, I want to speak to it that everybody goes forward with me, so that I can tell you that I'm reading it. And I'm going to keep it soon as possible, so that's very late, he'll come late for sure. I can look all the time. Maybe he'll come open for it. Maybe he'll get drunk and come very late and miss my life. Maybe he'll choke, whatever. But then they moved up the Hebrew a little bit before the Suda Hamad Sefer. The Suda Hamad Sefer has the source of all the trouble. He's moved too long and he'll come late for it. But then if you do survive the Suda Hamad Sefer, because everybody will survive, and you come to Suda Hamad Sefer, and you say, Suda Hamad Sefer, you say, Suda Hamad Sefer, you say, Suda Hamad Sefer, that's why the Chayyadim composed his Nusra to fulfill this for his teacher to Ramban. And other people don't choose to say the Nusra from the Chayyadim, but he was also the symbol of many of the Madhurim. So that's what also they should say. So they should say, I hope that the Torah can have an account of a God. So they will let you do this. So the Aruch HaShulchan, going back to Gan Kamukhan, I want to say, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that along the same lines as the Ramban, the same way the Ramban on this was, Lishmei Hashem tutorial, not like that, but you will learn the truth from this world. You will be cleansed by the Rebbeinu Shalom in the presence of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to me, Hashem HaKadosh. No, listen to Hashem prior to Yisrael Sayyana Yom Kippur. Listen to me in advance of, not in the presence of, in advance of. Hashem refers to the Yisrael Sayyana Yom Kippur in Hashem. To tell me, you should go to Mitzvah. That's how you are so much shot and not trying to do that. The reason why you have to be present on the list that Yom Kippur is not that it's an extension of Chai Barim Tarat Mabarego. No, maybe the Rabbi won't agree with the Shavisari of Rambam. But that only applies to Shavit Zegolim, whose mind said they come in before the Tayyam. But an Yom Kippur is a separate thing that you have to be present on the list. Twice, according to the way the Rosh understood the Rabbi, or according to the way the HaShulchan understood it, then you have to go to a Kasher Mitzvah. You have to be focused on a Kasher Mitzvah. An Erev Yom Kippur, and maybe even Erev Rosh Hashanah. According to the Rosh, it's based on the Chayvah and Tarat and Erev. You have to go to a Kasher Mitzvah. Usually not understood like that. Usually it's understood differently. Then in our church, in Shuvah, we don't even pass up on them. Nachman, all kinds of things, even though the Yisrael thing is not so. But the reason tomorrow, that's why we say, there's a Takona says that a Balkan is not permitted to daven, not permitted to learn. And the Gemara says that they're on the Vatel of Tachon, and these are my clergy that we're showing, the Ramam, and the Raihe doesn't appear in the Raihe, where it normally is on the side of the Ramam, but the Rosh thought that the Raihe disagrees with the Ramam. These are my clergy of the Ramam, and the Raihe, whether they're on the Vatel of Tachon, says they're only for learning prayer, or they're on the Vatel of Tachon, says in respect to davening as well. So the Gemara just says that they learn that in part of how a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, you must learn. So just like Aish was not in the Kabbalah, it's also the Shiva Torah. Code the very phrase. So Shiva Torah not in the Kabbalah, not in the Kabbalah, it's about Kerry's Mutter, Lulma Torah. What about the Hishkala? So it doesn't really say black on white in the Mark. The Raman says it's the same thing. If one big Takana says it, about Kerry's forbidden both to learn and to God. And one say, you look to the Takana says it, and you give it to learn, it's in the middle of it, and the whole thing is out of sight. The Raman writes in the Adah HaZorah, which is when he says, his whole lifetime he was never, he was actually in a regular time. So his whole lifetime he always went to Mitzvah. He never doubted that God joined the Mitzvah, but he said it's a Venus Fatima. That's what he can mean. He says, maybe I think you don't have to, so I'm the bottom. But he says, the other love, we found the Sila Sezra. He says, it's only a woman. He says, Yom Kippur, are you allowed to go to Mitzvah on Yom Kippur? Are you permitted to go to Mitzvah? You're not allowed to wash your body. Are you permitted to go to Mitzvah on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, I'm a Sefer Shabbos. And at the end of Yom, the Gemara has the same right and the same discussion. His mama did it, Takana says, well, we're not permitted to daven without going to Mitzvah. But the guy that he davened everything on Yom Kippur, he has to daven, then he becomes a Balkari, so he's not the same. But the next that he has to go is Myrus. So then it went from there to Yom Kippur, so then it went to Mitzvah, then it got Myrus. But if he didn't daven Shachar, he didn't daven Mitzvah, he didn't daven Mitzvah yet, and he can't wait till tonight. He's going to wait till tonight with the other mama, Bakal Kaban. He can't daven Mitzvah and Mitzvah. But the Lord must learn Yom Kippur if it has no prayer, so then he has to go to Mitzvah. That's not called the Kippur Shal Tani. That's the Kippur Shal Mitzvah, the Kippur Shal Tiyah. That's what it says in Hugumah. So the Ramam writes that that was only the Zman of the Mitzvah. What about Nila? What if he really got the Mitzvah, didn't got the Nila yet? Is he allowed to go to Mitzvah in order to got Nila? So the Mitzvah says, that's not my place in. So the Nila is only by Yom, you have to got Nila by Yom. Well, no, Nila is, can be found in Nila by Yom, or by Lila. That's not my place in the very end of Nila. So the, So the Rambam writes that that was only the man that Takana said it was for binding. That the din was that one was forbidden for one was forbidden to daven, and that was only mixed. What does man say? Well, this regularly, but you know, only Takana says, you know, the Rambam writes with Matner. Well, we go to mixed before we daven, but I'm in Kippur, you're not allowed. If that becomes a Balkari, I'm in Kippur, then he's not allowed to go to mixed because Mitzvah has been permitted to daven without going to the mixer. So usually it's assumed that that's what going to mixer is all about on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. And I'm trying to make sure that we're machmir. So we're machmir to satisfy the opinion of the Rambam, that even the people who are rely on the Rambam. And it's true that you're allowed to daven without tefillah, Takana says, or without going to the mixer, but the Kavanah will also make sure at least the Kavanah will have Yom Kippur, at least Yom Kippur. Some are all machmir on Kippur, some are machmir on Shana Yom Kippur, some are machmir on Shana Yom Kippur. You're machmir that Balkari shouldn't be misspelled. That's what we do, but that's what it's based on, because then it doesn't have to be a culture in this tree. You can have a mind children, you can have whatever is sufficient for Tzilas Kedron, whatever is sufficient for Takana Kedron. The Gemara says in Brachot that you don't need all the conditions of a culture in this to satisfy the Takana Kedron, to allow a Balkari to be misspelled. According to the way we rush, and according to the way that the Yorah HaShulchan and the Yorah HaShulchan, then when one goes to Mitzvah and Erev Yom Kippur, if I could be an Erev HaShana, it would have to be a real Kasher Mitzvah. No, the Rosh HaShulchan said he said Rosh HaShulchan, but the Rosh HaShulchan said there'll be a Rosh HaShulchan. So we follow the Rosh HaShulchan. Usually it's assumed that being chosen on the mixer is just that we're not going out there to make sure that the rival chief. Or that it's, or when another has good, it's even Sukhanarach, and then the Arizal, and another has good, that Yerush and Uzayah has to be chosen on the mixer of the same day. So a Baal Azera, who wants to be chosen, the chief is also in a certain sense like Yerush and Uzayah. But we require also Mishim Chuvah. So we need to be a mixer of Mishim Chuvah, like a Gera, Baal Azera. So the Mubad in the office, to the extent that the person was a Baal Azera, he never worshipped that when he was up, then he talked to Lashon Hara. Now that he's out in the top talk to Lashon Hara. So with respect to Hilfus Lashon Hara, with respect to that mystery, he's like a God. A Mubad in the tackle, he was like, he lost a certain, and sometimes he lost a little bit of Jesus Israel. He wants to be crazy with the children to come back to become a full Israel Gomor. So it's like a Gera, all of that. That's way too much. This is done from a different haven. Why go to Mishan Erevian Kippur? That's only where Erevian Kippur. So to that head, the Lord will see that only Erev Yom Kippur wouldn't apply to Erev Rosh Hashanah.
The time going to be the Brach. I know we don't have to, but in the head of the Aspect of Mishuva is nothing to do with the
Tzadik. No. It's funny that one year the girls were knocking on the Israel and Erev Yom Kippur, apparently they went to Bojangkip and they learned their whatever in the city for Hanukkah. So they were banging the doors down, but one of them could go to Mitzvah. So they made a whole fuss about it. They called up our major client and he said, we don't have this meeting in America too. That's what I mean. Well, to me, I think. Yeah, but a tefillah you should cause in a traffic bus. Yeah. Even with a tefillah? I don't know. Let's see what happens tomorrow. Then. The Rambam's opinion is, we mentioned that the mitzvah for Sefer, no proof in the Torah, I'll tell you, only applies when I tell you to Erev Yom HaKippur. Now the Mishnah decided the Rambam as well, and according to the Rambam, this only applies to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah applies to the Gabi the Chamash and Lulu, it doesn't apply to Gabi Malach. So very difficult to say that he thought that that was very difficult. He didn't think that that was right at all. He thought that Al-Kalpanah, once you have a given from Mishnah, and the Mishnah applies to Gabi Yom Kippur, and it's all one group of Mishnah Sayyam, that Mishnah is on the Lulu, and that after the Malach, and after the Mishnah, that you only have to be Mishnah, and the Mishnah applies to Gabi the million and not regarding the not regarding the law. You wouldn't mind. This is the opinion that the Guinness of Death is not a Guinness in Sukhayan, it's a Guinness time. The Guinness of Death is time, so the time is only regarding the million, not regarding the law. But the union is not so that the Rapparation, the union is not working as Nasiti may call Al Hakodis, it's a Guinness of Death is vicious, not a Guinness of Death is time. That's why it's usually assumed that when you're mighty, if I know young people, you should be mighty, not only that you're mighty, you won't eat and you waste meeting, but you'll drive for sure. No. When you're mighty, then you should abstain from the mouth also. That the fast decision of hell does make sense to be mighty, it's like I said. To be mighty, it's only the God being immune and not the God being a lot.
It doesn't end separately on Ta'im Salim and then it ends on Malach Alpha.
Would that be for Shepard?
Yeah,
that's the word. Could be. Could be. Could be. Could be. Could be. Could be. Okay. So they support the fact of figure that doesn't make any sense. The Rambam in fact has a figure who Mishnah says, the Chumash says, that the Tangara will take the Torah and Shara, the Shechot, and give it to the ECT, and the ECT will go a couple of miles and it will pick it over the cliff. So the Mishnah says that they had 10 stitches on the way, using Yerushalayim and the cliff, the stitch, well, he did a school or two. And at every one of the sutras they had a lot of food, and there was suddenly a guy who was a few people to eat on the good of the path, and they tell him, take down, well, you can eat. Why don't you tell me, take down hungry after him? Why don't you give him peanut butter sandwiches? Why not everybody else? What's the time for hungry? So I think Rashi, in the place of Kishorim, on Mishnah and Shad, in case you feel that your mom is a part of the sutra, you're ready to drop there, so you can eat. Why should we be all of a sudden a friend of the sutra? They took a young, healthy person who can run and who can walk. But the son is not why should all right. Okay, so anyone is having a sickness in Italy. So the Rambam learned a different shot, that they tell you, in case you feel that you're not strong enough to go all the way to the cliff without taking a fight or without taking some drink, and you think you're going to faint on the way, so don't, so I will tell a guy, stop here. Sit down. All right? Go to sleep. Don't take it to the cliff. Don't eat on your sister. It's not going to be the whole of the he doesn't feel physically strong enough to finish his job. So don't finish the job. They sit down, go to sleep, take a nap for the rest of the day, and then they sit. But the Rambam says no. They tell him if you feel that you're not strong enough, have a bite, and then go on your way. In other words, you're permitted to eat on your sister for the sake of the Avodah Sakabani. Take for example, of also that the Tangari was an old sick man. He's 119 years old and told him by the meter. Told him by the end, and he's not so strong. So when he does that, what he's going to cure him, he has to have a drink of snuff in the middle of the article, or that his blood should run, whatever. But if you're able to hold up, office of Milo, the devil, and whatever. He's allowed to have, is he allowed to eat food? And he's going to point a different kind of thing. He didn't point. No one wants to judge. The food that he's like, no one wants to judge. So is he allowed to eat onion chip in order to be strong enough to do the effort? Don't get it said, no, I'll be fine. And the Akron say no. That the Kedah Shigmar, the Akshat and the Sarsar, others, they say it's the same Shigmar. The Gemara says in Yomer, that Akhila is not Mutter, never Mutter on the Kip or Akhila Bama the Mitzvah. Only Akhila and Sukkun is allowed to eat. So it's not a universal Hezra. But Akhila and Kip is never Mutter Bama the Mitzvah. So the Rambam is against that Gemara. The Rambam writes that, that if we wish eating, need food or drink in order to be strong enough to completely avoid that, that is Mutter. How you learn to pshat and mishnah. So Rashi used to point out on different occasions that Lachir said sometimes the name of Moshe, his father, sometimes the name of his grandfather, Rashi, whoever. Maybe a lot of people say. He said that that it would appear from that Rambam that he holds that the Gush Hashayim is one. The Gush Hashayim, the Rashi is in the Lachir, the same Gush Hashayim, the Rashi is in the Chumash in the Yom. And if we know you're familiar to do Malachir, the Gemara is Yishitim, I feel the Shabbat, like the Morado, I feel the Shabbat, and even to move from the Chal Shabbat in order to bring the Kohen Pesach to Zmano, in order to bring all the minimum of suffering, But the Gemara says, no, that's what we learn out in the Pasuk. He's about to be Mahal Shabbos. The Gemara has a whole discussion. What if we see the activity of Shabbos? Everybody should have a phone given Shabbos. Everybody should have a given Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry. There's no half of the carry. So what do you have to see the activity of Shabbos? Who was learning Shabbos? Say, you're allowed to carry in the same class. It would appear from that rush here that there's no din of Hosoi and Kippur. That's what that's about the Pasuk in America hold like that. They carry their whole like the other hand on the Gemara. That you're allowed to carry your master to Shurban and Kippur without an error. Not that they rely on the law or something. No. If you're allowed to carry your Yom Kippur, like you're carrying your master, you're allowed to carry your Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that it's wrong. That people, look at Rakham. How about Rakham to Hussi? The Gemara says that Rakham people is wrong, that we pass them, but there is a need to hold straw on Yom Kippur. But, so that's what they point out. And that Rambam would appear that it's one traditional Chayyah, and that Rashi is in Melacha, and that's Mechayyah is in Chamishinu. So therefore, just like you're committed to the Mechal of Shabbos, and you're committed to the Mechal of Shabbos, and you're committed to the Mechal of Shabbos, because it says we're doing the Avodah, so too, you're committed to each and Yom Kippur, that's necessary in order to do the Avodah. So that's why we tell you, Yishiki, in case you feel safe, and you don't think that you're strong enough to go all the way to the stick to push over the Chayyah and the Chalayah, to have a bite, and that's what a Lodah you to do. So they should say he remembered when he came from Europe, the minute was very strange minute for this year. That on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantar, they always used to bench work for half an hour before Shia to the Mosh Mechel al HaKadosh. And when it was in Tifa, to Chavir of the Shabbos, there would be Mosh with an hour. They would bench work an hour before Shia, and they would stop eating, and they would stop doing the water an hour before Shia. A half an hour for Kesefi Shabbos, and a half an hour for Kesefi Shabbos. To say, doesn't understand exactly what that means. Half an hour for Yom Kippur and half an hour for Shabbos. The same half hour is early in the time. Because that's what the minute was when he came from. But they used to be making the whole lot of trade and when people were calling the Shabbos a full hour. Unlike a normal Shabbos, a normal Yom Kippur, they would only be making for half an hour. The half an hour comes from the Shabbos. The Shabbos was called by 10 days. On Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, pages 27, and that's the mark that it would appear that there was man of. If you're holding this book, if you did it for Sefer Shabbos, it says, well, Rama holds it, there is no such thing, it's only been on one kippur. So I said, well, you tell him how to put an out quote, you're showing him, since it's a patient, you're showing him that there's an obligation to be merged in the third on our service. And I said, on every Shabbos and every young. Yeah, how long? Half a minute. Half a second, the merged is enough. So the Rishonim Sefer says on that Lama of an hour from day, so there's a shear, it's Mikha from the murder, there's a shear, but we don't know what the shear is. They don't know what to do. Master and mother, they're doing a specific thing. So I'm going to say that you can be most of Shoachas. You don't know whether Shoachas means an hour or Shoachas means a man kotra. Sure. It also means a while, but if you say, I'm going to say right along, you can be most of the Shoachas, because it's Chachi Shoah. The Chachi Shoah doesn't mean half a while. It could have said Shoah. If you're using the word Shoah in the sense of a while, it's a bit of time, so when you say Chachi Shoah, that's a while. Say, most of a Shoah. The word to say Chachi Shoah seems to really mean a half an hour. Whatever they mean by an hour, it doesn't necessarily mean that they meant an hour of 60 minutes. It could be that it could be that they're working on a different day. It wasn't always so, like we have today, like a day consists of 24 hours, and every hour is 60 minutes. It wasn't always so. There were other systems, the different times in history in different countries. But that's where it comes from, the half an hour. But some things, some things say, we must not always say Chachi Shoah. So that's why many communities in Europe, they used to be on the Kabbalah Shabbos in one day, 30 minutes before. Places in the Darren points out that in Kol Nidri there were two mitzvahs, the old mitzvah and the new mitzvah. The old mitzvah used to be that Kol Nidri was a mishavah. And here it happens to be one day in general, whether it's mitzvah. Okay. The Sages point out that the old Mitzvah and Kol Nidri used to be that there were new Hakaras and Boris. Kol Nidri, all of the Nidri Mishuris and Nidriyas that we took in the last year from last year and Kippur. So now, we are Matur and Ezra, we got Sarot and Matur and Ezra. There were old Mitzvah and the Rabbi Natam. They used to quote the Rabbi Natam and the Rabbi Neir, the Rabbi Natam's father. Rabbi Natam was the older brother of the Razvam. The Mishmur of the Neir, the father of the Neir. He was one of the sons-in-law of Rashi. So the Rabbeinu Meir and the Rabbeinu Tan listened and preached that it's a mitzvah from a taking the matzah. The Gemara says that the person wants to arrange to that the Nidorim that he will take in the next year should not be binding late in the Reishat, but to get out in the beginning of the Reishat, to make a declaration that Kol Nidre, any matter that I'm going to take in the course of the year, is going to come from today till next year, not from last year to this year. So from now till next year, you announce it again, force me to go, let's say, someone is going to force me into, my wife is going to go, I can't sit to force me to give her a gift. And I don't want to give it a gift. So I make a mysterious major, I tell people I'm born. She has this guy with a big gun, and he's from the mafia. And you'll see tomorrow he's going to come to the university, he's not even Jewish, and he's going to see a gun sitting out there. And I'm petrified, I'm not going to say a word. But you see, no, I don't want to give the gift. When I give the gift, I don't mean it. Whatever I think tomorrow is welcome to the people. But tomorrow the guy comes and you see a gun sitting out. But his mother says, even though the shot's mine, when I give the gift, I say 100% the Russians are the last fallen. But I think I said yesterday, and I explained to the end, you'll see what's going on tomorrow, and we'll see. And they see what's going on, so that's the good of the traditional job. Or I say, someone's going to force me to sell my field to him, or buying a field, whatever, and I make him a field to join again. And I explain him, you'll see tomorrow, and he's going to come with a gun, and he's going to force me, he's going to do it, I won't be able to say anything tomorrow. My mouth is going to close, and so that's open. The field my daughter is doing cancels the doubt. It comes out that the gift was being given down, so the senior was done believed out. So the same thing over here, a person makes him a serious my daughter is in. It only matters that I'll take him the course of the year to be brought to the either the president is tomorrow late from the race shot to get up on the summer, so how can he get up on the kipper? The president says, no, the race shot is the beginning of the year. So in a certain sense, the laws of Yehovah begin from Yom Kippur, so it's Yom Kippur. The year begins from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also in a certain sense, the race of Yehovah. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. So the Chai Yadam is the one who suggests that you should, to be Yehovah, to both Mishra, the Yehovah, that's what all the Baal Yehovah who have in. And the Nunu says that the Rabbeinu Tam and his father, Rabbeinu Meir, James, that's what the Chayyadim suggests, and maybe the Chazanim should say, we'll call Nidre with both of the first. First, he says, all the Nidram that he took, the Yom Kippur and Shabbat, Yom Kippur and Hazra, and all the Nidram that the Nidra or the Nidra or the Nidra that we're going to take, Yom Kippur and Hazra, Yom Kippur and Hazra, and all the Nidra that we're going to take, Yom Kippur. That's why you may hear the Chazan mumbling a lot of things that don't say in the Maksim, and wonder what the Lord is talking about. So a lot of times they'll be saying the Nusach of the Chayyadim, but you say, Hafez Bar Mishavah, and the same Mahabur as well. Is there a requirement that the Kol Nidre has to be recited with the old Yom before Shkia? That is all the meaning. All the sons say it should be masculine. If you say Kol Nidre 3 times, they say you should at least finish the first Kol Nidre and the old Yom before Shkia. What's that mean? According to the new version, according to the new Mishnah of the Rabbi Natan and the Rabbi Meir, that this is a material from Israel Abba, so it doesn't matter whether you say this material to God. There are Yom Kippur, you can say whatever you want, but it doesn't have to be that from Lord Yom. But because of the oldness of Kol Nidre, that it's a Hatharos Nidorim, and the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, you lay on the Shabbos that you're not permitted to be Makir Nedr, the Shabbos of the Yom, to the Lord, the Nedr is a Torah Shabbos. And so if a woman took a Nedr, never to eat potatoes because she wants to go on a diet and no more salt. So on Kol Nidre, you're not allowed to eat matzah that never. And then people, because you're not going to eat potatoes on Kippur. On a Shabbos of Yom Kippur, you're allowed to be matzah that never. She's interested in eating the potatoes on that Shabbos and on that Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, you couldn't eat matzah that never. So how do you say Kol Nidre on Yom Kippur? That's what we said, that's what we're interested in. According to the old mitzvah of Kol Nidre, there's an act of Hatoras and Zorin. Because you say with Yahweh, the matzah under the ground that we took during the course of the last year, but that's why we insist that you should have this only during inside in the Bo Yom. Well, it doesn't help if you say in the Bo Yom, if you're machmir for the Ramban's opinion, if you put everything together, if you're stuck of it, if you're machmir, so you pull the first time in the Bo Yom and then you pull slowly and you go into the year. you bring it here to the Jews. So when do you say the, you know, when I've not gone from the Shema Torah and Shema Masha for the Ramban, you think it's called Vizu Yeti, the Shura Masher, it's 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 Vizu Yeti, and then at the end of the Tzilo Zato, at the end of the Hebrew, you're supposed to say, I don't even have a lot to say, well, I'm sorry, I'm going to keep all the fun that you're going to have to do in the gospel, and the Tzilo Zato, and then what do you not, like you say, the first time you're going to go young, if you're on the Tzilo Zato, you're going to keep it early. But in the Tzilo Zato, you're going to keep it early, you're going to keep it early, you're going to keep it early. And the sum of the answer is just like a lemon. No? Some of the answer is, like Faithful says in the Gemara, in the first Taylor, I think we discussed it, that we have a minute that we go say from a prayer on Kippur, the afternoon. What it's all about, so the Rishonim gives just an explanation. The Faithful is bothered with a kasha that Kiyah Shofar on Shabbat and Yom Tov is an Yisrael de Rabbanim. I tell you, the Gemara says he's Mutter. But with the Rabban, you can eat the Rabban, you are called, so how are you committed to blow Shaitan before you set out the final cover? Before you set Havdalah? Who do you think that about the day I have blow Shaitan should say, God, I'm not going to go to the Rabban? You want to go to the Rabban for a Zohar? You have to take it there. So you have to commit to blow Shaitan before Havdalah. The Shaitan gives us two answers. So one answer to give is, with all of the things that are left on Shabbat, it's divided into three categories, can't you move? The Malach of the Reich, the Malach of the Rabbana, and I'm David. And once, when Kippur is over, or once Shabbat and Yantar are over, means that the gift is taken up for Chagrin. True, it didn't require that you actually say Havdalah, it means you have to say Baruch Hamad, but you have to say Atta Panatom. And before you say Havdalah, you're not really supposed to do any Malach, that means it's a silence of an hour. Shlomo Laguna has a children, didn't have Shlomo, he thought that he was from the Guma. And he extended it, because it's not only that he says one little bunch of people in the Guma, it's still a fellow. I guess my local parents and school friends, or how they know that it's up. He says, no, that just means that all the goals are Muslim. He says, let's say Amir and Nafi. Amir and Nafi are Muslim, but they're not talking about Nash Mashi. Then Nash Mashi is a different group. Amir and Nafi is Muslim, but Nash Mashi is, it is, with Sarah Mitzvah, with Sarah God on the earth. Called up the mission schools like Roger all the Benash Marshes, I mean, after you move the Benash Marshes, it goes to Sarah Gordon. That's how the Sophonal, not everybody agrees, but that's how the Sophonal class is like for teaching for me, and we are welcome in a separate time. But that, I mean, we're not going to Benash Marshes, but after Benash Marshes is up, it's ready, after Sarah Gordon, you didn't say Sarah Gordon, right? Then I mean, we're not going to Istanbul, so you don't need it for Sarah Gordon, it's up. after Tzeis HaKechavim during his man of processes, that's a tremor of the Mitzvah. They say, not Tzeis HaKechavim, the Megillah. The beginning of the Megillah, drop Dalet on Tzeis. He says, all Zeres are Mitzvah. Everything is only Zeres Mitzvah. So perhaps it's the same thing over here. Why is it us and the Rabbanon to be Matem Ever on Shabbos in Yom Tzitz and Yom Tzitz and Rosh Hashanah and Sarah HaShabbos? What's together her Easter? So there's different theories in the return. If you look at the theories, there's a shabbos on that spinning. They go to different explanations for the return. But some say that it's like Ein Ganim. There's a Mishnah where Lamed Vav Amud Beis in the end of Beisa, where it says you're not permitted to have a din Torah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it's there, Hashem will look close. We're afraid that they'll write down the Matzoni. After you finish the din Torah, you write it down. The Tzami Shalom say, because that's when we get bored, we can't say that by sitting in the din Torah, that's called sitting in the Rabbanah. We're talking, we're just sitting up on some Zerah, Hashem Yisrael, it's a need to see, so that's only a Zerah. The point of those Yishan, we understand very well what our practice is based on. We call the first Tzimah Zaka before, we say Hebrew, some people say we say Hebrew. And at the end of the reading, we say in the top of all, Jesus Ayyad, in order to fulfill the Ramban's opinion, this may Hashem to follow, immediately prior to Kabbalah, Jesus Ayyad, and Sikr, before you accept the Jesus Ayyad, to follow, you purify yourself. And after in the top of the Jesus Ayyad, and it's perfected, then you go ahead, you're not going to go, and have nothing to do with the Sikr. How can you do that to the Indians? Because Hasarat and Dorim, that are not in Sarah Hayyad, is only a Zerim of the Rabbanah. It's not even a Malachim of the Rabbanah. So whatever is only a Zerim, there's no way to bring his mind up to seven, just like you write a low place for him. So that's only the way, a low place for him. So I'll tell you, well, then I'm permitted to be Martin of Bar and after Kabbalah's Tosef or Spookal Sayyam. Perhaps that's the deal I'll go on. The other minute from the Chazam and Chaz Kol Nidre, he said, you have two people still next to him, one on the right side, one on the left side. What is that all about? According to the old Mishrach, I understand very well what it's all about. The old Mishrach of Kol Nidre is a Happarat and Bar. And the dinner is that from the purpose of Hasaras and Dorim, you have to have either a Yachid Mumcha, if you have an outstanding great town of Kofi, you can be marking the Dorim, but we don't do that anymore with Mamas, eh? We don't assume. The one opinion in Iran is that you have to have Dr. or Folk and Smooker. We don't have anybody with Smooker these Mamas, eh? Real Smooker. We can choose that most of our bone, right? So we don't have any real Smooker. We don't do Hasaras and Dorim, the Yachid Mumcha with Mamas, eh? But we always do the dinner of Yachid. But that's the practice that Kofi is with two people. For the sake of Hasaras and Dharma, what if you change the Mitzvah and you don't say in the Mitzvah Abba, we only say La'abba. So the foolish may do La'abba, it has nothing to do with Hasaras and Dharma, so what do you have three people for? So the Shulchan Aruch says that the Mitzvah, usually you have 1,000, and then 1,000 is the Shliach HaTzibur, so that you went to the Tzibur and the Tzibur, but on the time of Tzibur, the Shulchan Aruch and the Chaber, closed from the Mechilpah, on Shmos, on the kind of people you need three people to be misfiled on behalf of the people. So what are they all going to say? Baruch HaShem HaRav. They're all going to say Chazor HaShash. No, you have three people staying together, and one of them does the talking, but all three are absolutely happy to do it. It makes it stronger. It's a nice stronger kind of people. It's a nice church in these people. It's one guy from the Mohammed Amorek, that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was being misfiled on behalf of the Mishra and had his arms up, and says, I'm the first on the three others, and the effort and the effort. The reader for me, the simple shot is they were holding his hands up. When his hands were up, they were winning the war, and his hands went down, they were losing the war. So how can he hold his hands up to throw one of that car? So he needed two people to hold his hands up. That's the part of the shot. And the Nebi says, no, not a Nebi, it's in the Kufa. Kufa to the Tanan. The Tanan says, no. The shot is that not only because his hands were tired, even if his hands wouldn't be tired, why would they get with him? Why did they go up in the first place? Like Moshe Rabbeinu don't know. The move of three people without any right hand some hands. It was a time, they were all forced, and it was a kind of tribe then because they were fighting a war. So you have to have three people as a CF tribe on a kind of tribe. And that's what it says in the Sohan says. You have three people on your temple all day long. You have two people showing up to the chazan by Mayrus and by Shachris and by Mincha and by Mula all the time. Yet the meaning in most places is over the years that they don't do that. The meaning is that they don't do that. Why not? The Magen Avraham, I think, says, because today everybody bothers for themselves with Tzila Balachas. Everybody bothers for that. 9 years ago, when the Chazal was told, if I ever touched out, there would be no Tzila Balachas, but the Tzila Balachas would have gotten, we didn't have a Matzah. How do you know that you would have gotten by heart? I didn't even have a Tzila Balachas. Most of the people were Muslims, so they listened to the Chazal HaShach and he waited. So the Chazal is not dominant to them. Shaka. That's a real Shneach Kugel. It's not in there, it's got Shaka Shneach Kugel. You don't, that's why we're not from a gospel. So the Modern Hazan says the only time you have two people is by the Talmudra, because of the Hathoras and Boron aspect, the element that's involved, and by Ne'ilah, because Ne'ilah is a Tulat Hatanah. Ne'ilah is not a dinner, it's not a Yom Kippur that you're doing there, Yom Kippur after Gavin Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah, the Mishnah has a time for, and every time it's Hebrew, they were gathering the Ne'ilah. The Lee Marion, Gavin Ne'ilah, says any time it's Hebrew, the brother, we don't have any time it's Hebrew. The only time that we have is Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av is a Tachas. We might as well quit in Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. But why don't we daven Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av? So we draw close to the Goyim talk about that. I guess if we look at the Eitzah Zayin, that's the trick. The other thing, we work hard to figure out why we don't say Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av. The Tachas is better in the Teret. But the mystery is very clear that Ne'ilah has nothing to do with the Ne'ilah with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the time of Hebrew. Like any other time of Sivan, every time of Kippur, God in the Ne'ilah. What is Ne'ilah all about that the Rambam explains in the end of Masechet Tainus? That Ne'ilah is based on the idea of Hebrew Sivan is better. It's like here in the Yeshiva a little bit more. Achus of the Arab came, Achus of the Rokia. If a guy wants to go into a certain Yeshiva, he wants to get into the Kailal, he wants that dormitory, he wants this, he wants that. So you go to Rabbi Chalak. Rabbi Chalak says no. Rabbi Chalak the next day says no. You go on a third day and a fourth day and you're testing him. You can't take it anymore. He says, okay, go ahead. So that's the same thing with chicken play. The Rabbi Chalak says to himself, Gam ki sago stila, eden ishamea. Even if you test him to death, I will not listen. That's kind of a lesson in that. The Rabbi Chalak said, if you're testing me enough, I will listen. He said, sometimes even if you're testing me, I won't. But he gave us, he looked at a secret. The Rabbi Chalak looked at a secret. Gam ki sago stila, it helps. We're questioning in a regal stila. So Yishalmi says that the Holy Third Adin of Ne'ilah. You only dabble Ne'ilah on a time of Sibah. When do you have a time of Sibah? Things are going well. No, when things are going bad. They're so bad, you guys are time it. So Yom Kippur, you want to have Ne'ilah Sa'oban. So it's an end struggle. So we have a rebuild Sibah by adding on Ne'ilah. Exactly what is Ne'ilah? So Yishalmi has a Machlokes on the right. So it's saying, has a Machlokes on what they do in school. What they do in school. What they do in the hospital. What is it 3 years ago? They haven't worked in Kippur for 50 years and they forgot what they, I don't know, maybe they've always been tradition. So one Madonna says that he was Shmon Esrei. Like he said, you know, the Shemesh and the Rachlanes and the Rachlanes and the Rachlanes and the whole Kachyam, you know, the Kachlanes and the Rachlanes and the Rachlanes and the Rachlanes and the Rachlanes and the regular Tzimah. The other Madonna says, no, it's a little Tzimah there. The short little Tzimah, so here's the paragraph and practice, that's the whole year. Very strange. How come they didn't mean that? Unless there was an ongoing tradition, two different traditions from the time to the Tanoim. Ne'ilah is an old Tachonim. The same thing about Tamil is to have Ne'ilah. The same thing with Muslim, they have Ne'ilah and Tamil. I don't know. Anyway, we're talking about an additional Tzimah. There is a Machlokes in the Gemara. We went to learn when you're supposed to daven Ne'ilah. Dafka b'yom, or you can either finish it b'layla. So you're trying to say that the proper thing is really to be Machmur. There's different opinions about Tachonim. The proper thing really is to be Machmur to finish Ne'ilah b'yom. If you finish Nila before the Shia, the only problem is you're going to finish Nila before the Shia. Some people, some Baal Batim may think that they do only before the Shia. So that's why over the generations, because of the Hamayinam, we're afraid that they'll be misunderstood, so we don't do that. But theoretically, if you have the Azim Talmud of the Shia, you should really finish Nila before the Shia, and then have someone give a Russia for that. Because they come to me and some things they do it. Some places they do it. Whatever the two things
are,
whatever they think after. The Chazorot HaShad should be finished. The Chazan should finish the Chazorot HaShad before the school. That's what Neil is. I'm doing my thing. Yeah, you can pour it into my thing. But the Tzlich has been put in the middle of the Chazorot HaShad. And we want to finish the Chazal Tashad before Shkia to satisfy that opinion, so that's going to pose a problem. There was an ancient dispute regarding Duchenin by Ne'ilah. The Mishnah says that he's supposed to Duchen by Ne'ilah. Normally the Kohani Duchen at the conclusion of Chazal Tashad. Well, it's like this. Normally, we learn from the passage, normally the Kohanim Duchen at the conclusion of Hakrovos Karbonos Tzibur. That's what we learn that from the passage. It's the Monterey Gale in the morning. The Kohanim have to do it at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonas HaTzibur. That's at the end of this meeting. So, Babuzman, Tulim, so that's what Rabbi Yankee said. And he said, you can do a portion of Yankee, and it's taken more here, to save on our time. That Duchening is only the right in the Beit HaMikdash, and Duchening is the Beit HaMikdash, because Zman has that, and there's an instant Duchening is only the Rabbonas. So Mr. Mizur has a footnote on the first page in Sinitri's Parfesh. It's talking about Duchening. He quotes this Marachini for that it's absolutely wrong. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara said the Seirin that Duchening will go right to even in Bava. So the question is, how can he be wrong though? But he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara said the Seirin. The only Duchening is the conclusion of HaKrovus Kabbalah HaTzibur. So the Terminoi Ramasech has said for explained. So once he wants to elaborate on this theme in the Yorkside Seer, that when we got this one essay and we say Smakalenu, we asked the whole book he should listen to our prayers. Then he said, say our son, I came to the Amish, we saw the Mishri Lakh. Listen to our prayers. We just finished the second report, Smakalenu, and asked the Lakh. Then he said, yes, yeah. We're passing our phone, Amish, we saw the Lakh, and same thing. Why do you say one brother, the other, the exact same thing? Then he switched the food. They said he switched the food. But when the father of the Amish, we saw the Mishri Lakh, the Lakh, the Lakh, the Lakh, what the point of it is, when you say the Torah, you're asking how to resolve and not just to accept the Torah, but to not see it, not to let it just rot in the world. How does that happen if you're a phone or no? You're saying you should accept the Torah by the Torah. If you turn these two, 95% of the time that it appears in Tanakh, it appears in connection with Karbonis. The word Karbonis after all. Karbonis and a Tainus. The Tainus is also like Hakrobis Karbonis in the Marathon. So the Seder said again, the Amtu told us he lost converts the Kula into the level of a Kavan. That's what his mother talks about. His mother asked that if he's Zerah Hashan to Ebra. What does his mother have got to do with Zerah Hashan? His mother is a person, Gavin is a Mokhan Soya, but he's not yet to be called Zerah Hashan to Ebra. And that's the word of Zerah. That's what Al-Tawain said. The Kula is not only the Mokhan moving system, the Mokhan Akavan, which the Kula is accepted by Kavan Zerah. We say, well, folks, accepted is this. It has been offered as a carbon. But when a private person davens, it's accepted by Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a carbon yoke, and when a carbon davens, representing the Tzibur, and he says it's carbon, then it's considered as if this Manasseh is converted into a carbon Tzibur. And that's what the Tzibur explained, that's why the Tzibur go off the book and after the Chazim is brought before the Tzibur. And the Marseh is co-carbon to offer Agla Balvar, the Shiv and Oila. The Tzibur go on the book and have to go up to the boomer, to the platform, or whatever it is, the animal front, before the Chazim finishes the Bracha Bavayda, Hamasus, how can the Tavoga live with the Tavoga? It's there, it's called the Bracha Bavayda. So the Tavoga has to, they can go up before what? No, as long as they're there. So you have to at least be out for Raglam. Let's say they have 100 Tavoga, and he's number 100. And the Chazim is not going to wait a half an hour until they all finish watching the Tavoga. The Tavoga says, as long as he's out for Raglam, as long as he's on his way to the team there. And the Chazim finishes, Hamasus can also receive him. So that's okay. Why? Because the Bracha will say is the Bracha, when the Chazim decides that they convert his Tzibur into a carbon Tzibur, and the Dini is that Duchening is only at the conclusion of HaKrovus Kabbalah Tzibur, they should do the right, and if they do the right, they need to sing a lover. When you say the Tzibur is converted into a carbon, they're right, so that's how the Duchening is their right to this manager. Even though we don't have any data on this. Why should the Duchening only apply, and why should the Duchening only know that the conclusion of HaKrovus Kabbalah Tzibur? It's a passage like that. So apparently the passage is implying that the Duchening is also a form of Avoda. The more it sounds, I think, that Rattachin, one song talks about Rattachin, and it means he's not Abayi, he left for the Purban Abayi. So one day he lived through the Purban Abayi. He tells all the stories, he remembers his uncle, and they come over, and he lived through that too. So the Gemara tells him, one thing he left for the Purban Abayi, that we were saying he's going to go do Avodah. He was a Kohen, a Tzadim of the Kohen. So the rest of the Gemara says he married a lot of women, but not by Torah, so they gave him a lot of Tumah, because they couldn't eat the Tumah. And he couldn't eat so much Tumah, he had a plot to eat so much Tumah, what was he going to do with them? So he married a lot of girls, and he gave them more Tumah, and ate his son, and that was the Tumah. And then when he ran out, so he divorced him, and don't marry them around, but just married them, none of them should be in the Kohen. He's good, married me, and I didn't do that. So the Gemara says that on one occasion he said he's going to go to Avodah. He said, Avodah, God, but they can make you say, no, you're going to go to Duchen. Duchen is also Avodah. The family, that's how the Pesach puts it, says, Kibay Bacharach, Kibam Bacharach, and Mamad Lepanah Bishwara, so the Gorach Bishmo, so you want to call a young. No, they're talking in tongues as well. The Baruch Hu shows the Kohanim, Lama Mishorso, Levarach Vishmo, the Bukhin, and to do Avodah HaKavanah. So there are similarities between the two. That's why we say Lama Mishorso, Levarach Vishmo, we have to have Ba'amidah, just like the HaKavanah HaKavanah has to be done Ba'amidah. So the Bukhin has to be done Ba'amidah. So long that in our post. So the Yishami, in the end of time, hops on that heckish. Speaks a lot about that heckish. The Yishami says that the Babi also has part of Ufa, not all. The Babi has the following part, just like a shikir. If the clan had a drink, he's not allowed to do Avodah. A clan should shelter the views. He's not allowed to do Avodah for Avodah for Bukhin. In the sense of a clan should shelter the views, he's not allowed to do it. That's all the Babi is. So the Gemara has a whole discussion based on this. That's why we don't do him at the end of Mincha. That's why we don't do him at the end of Mincha, because Mincha is out of the worst interim, so they're afraid that maybe they're trying to move, maybe they're a little drunk. So maybe they are, maybe they're not. So they made a lot of work on it. We get, you know, do him, they want to bring the book and one for both every day, so they do him in the body with one another.
Why is it just a Kula? I don't know if you say something about Kula, and Kula is also
so for this question, I mean, why are we allowed to buy Musa? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you afraid that we're shooting for the rabbi to abolish the Musa? I don't know. Is this a question? I don't know. But the Gemara says that you're not allowed to do it, and they did away with Duchen. Well, they were never mistaken with the Rabbana. The Duchen, when I told them, we woke to once every day, so they do it in Shakim. And Duchen was also. It's a Takana to Rabbana. But we're Duchen in Shakim, and I told them, yes. But the Chal made a Takana, the Kerner and Kreuzer pointed out, the Chal made a Takana. But if the Kohanim are in the same minyan and the Duchim and the Davin Shachri, then Musa goes to Duchim both by Shachri and by Musa. Every day we meet, and then the Davin Shachri is Musa. And Musa not, we're afraid that maybe they're speaking. But Mu'ula is a Tzibah that you only do Shari Tana Tani Tzibah. So Mu'ula is a Gemara says you're allowed to do Shari Tana Tani Tzibah, you know for sure that nobody's going to be drunk. What about Mincha Tana Tani Tzibah? Mincha Tana Tani is for everybody who's there. So Mu'ula says no, because Mincha Mincha all year long. Mincha is only daven on the time of Tzibah. Mincha never applies anything. Mincha is nothing but that. But Mincha, the Gemara says, you really shouldn't have the Kohanim Duchen to Mincha on the time of Tzibah. Because Mincha all year long, the people may be drunk. So it's not proper to listen to Duchen. But the Gemara says, since our practice rules that we daven on the time of Tzibah, Mincha very, very well. We depend on it all year long. We got Mincha 1:30. And on the time of Tzibah, they daven, like before the Tzibah, again, a hapach, or a bayat, it's true, my God. We do for kelch. We daven on the time of Tzibah, we daven Mincha at 1:30, and all year long, we daven Mincha later, right before the Tzibah. Like Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that the Gemara has things for kelch, that on the time of Tzibah, the Muslims will approve them, what's the state of Ayoyim, so they do this, and they do that, and then the whole afternoon, the rabbi gives Musa. Fire and brimstone gives Musa. And the Tzibah is supposed to be closing the Tzibah. And after all the Musa Shmurs, and after all the Seder of learning, then they get up to God and Musa with their full heart and all the Kavanahs, and it's a very mamikovic by the end of the day. And then they learn to the Esatola. They never learn to the Esatola in the morning. It's not a Gemara. The Esatola and the Tanakhila were going to Musa. After all the Musa Shmurs, after all the Sakach, and after all the learning and everything. And the Esatola that we have by Shabbat, that's why you only learn Maksu by Musa, and not by Shabbat and the Tanakhila. Because the real Takonis are Gemara, Takonis are Kananim, to learn to the Esatola and the Tanakhila were going to Musa. Our practice that we learned to the Pharisee class, we went to Pachonis HaGrenet. The Institute was after the days of the Amalek. You teach me the more like that. There's only one point to that. And you are doing our time teaching them. More did you step by step. What to say to our young men? And it doesn't say that you're learning to stop. It only says you're learning to meet. But the Gemara says in China, it's a point to God and Mincha very late on our time of people, folks just like me either. So that's why we're trying to do him to Mincha. That's why by us, we find those different every day by the Ashkenazim. That's why we say Shim Shalom to Mincha. Well, who is first when we say Shim Shalom to Shalom Law? So the Ramah made a compromise. He says, whenever you grab him with the law, well, the Kohanim should theoretically do him, but the Mincha will be safe from Shalom. Whenever you dab in a Tzibah, but the Kohanim can do him, like Mincha Meiris, then the Mincha Ashkenazim is that you say Shalom Law. That's a compromise. The Yerushalayim even say Shalom Rav Rav Shalom. Everything is good. Shabbat is Mincha Meir, everything is good. But that's the compromise of the Ramon. That the Ramon made. The third one, the time is Tzibah, since he's Yavim Mincha Lay, he's close to Yavim Mincha Lay, over Lay, right before the Tzibah. So therefore, it's Tzibah Tamila Damya. So therefore, you can do it, or you can say Shum Shalom to Mincha as well. So that's the whole discussion that the, that we'll have in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the story about Duchenim to Me'ilah on Yom Kippur? So it says, you should Duchen to Chabad, you should learn from Mila and Yom Kippur. First of all, Mila is a Tfilah Satani. What's Mukach to mean Tfilah that no one ate or no one drank, no one's going to be sick of. Chabad, you should learn. The only problem is, so it says you need to do Bukhan. You need to find it there. So let's try to find it. It says that you do Bukhan, you can try to do Bukhan to me. The only problem is that the Yishalmi on that, Mishnah says, from that hat, Islam and the Shalat and the Baruch Hishmo, Hukash, Bracha, Huksha, Bracha, Lesheir, the Dukhan and her Shumma Ladin and Tuha, Vodhi Fatabani, the Islam says that that's Sikir, and the Babli, and the Bamidu, 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 and so just like you can't have Hatzal with Hakabon and Balaiwa, so you can't have Duchan and Balaiwa. So the question is, when are you going to daven Eva? Who is he going to fulfill the opinion of what they were saying in the Kumran? So you can't have daven in Eva before the year. So we are. So that's the problem with Duchan. Fulfill what it says in the Mishnah. But the common practice in most communities is that we're afraid that the Amihar is the Hamonam, the second day here, that the Chazin to the community, going to run home and start eating, and start cooking, whatever, and it's going to be forced to do it, so we're going to make a mistake. So that's why our practice is when we finish Lila, we finish Lila, say, that's the Chavim, that's his man, that's your ladder, that if you're davening Lila, going his man, or what then, as much as I say, that's the Chavim, are the Chahani for Lila to go in or not? So you're broken by Lila. Is it broken by Lila? So the Yishanim thought that the Yishanim says there's no broken by Lila. And the Mahalil, the Yishanim says, the Yishanim says, there's no meaning of practice. Malil was from the long time, the Malil was in 1300. Malil, he sang this meaning in Frankfurt, the rest of the world, the rest of Germany didn't do it. To Milan and Kippur, because he left the school, only in Frankfurt they do it. So the Malil says that the Nidja fella, that even though he came to Avogel Fakabon of Balaylo, but Hefta Chalov, he can't do Balaylo. What do you mean he can't do Balaylo? Some Kabon is he can't do Balaylo, some Kabon is not. Avogel Fakabon, he can't do Balaylo. Since the Kabon has not existed, the Dalai Avogel Fakabon can't do Balaylo. Or the parallel to the Dalai Lama Lady Saddam and it's called the Mincha. It's a parallel to the Kripa, the Mincha, and the parallel to Kabbalah, Kabbalah from Kiddush HaKaymet, and you know, the Lord is the same, and the Hatzorah HaKaymet is to never be Jesus Saddam. So the four of Lady said a parallel, the Mother has a whole right for Inquator that draws the parallel between the Dalai Lama Lady Saddam and the Dalai Lama Lady Saddam are occupied with Mincha. So the Dalai Lama Lady Saddam and the parallel cannot be done by Lama. Well, the Lama Lady can be done by Lama. Mincha Yayin can be done by Lama. Hatzaris Anurim can be done by Lila, so that's what the Mahalil says, that why should you compare Duchen to Avodah Saddam, compare Lam and the Shofar, the Levos is not the Levos is devastated. But that's what the Mahalil claims, that you can't do Duchen by Lila. That's what he does. So the Magen Avraham quotes this, and he says that the meaning is not like the Mahalil. The meaning all over the world is that you don't do Duchen to Lila, if you're saying that the Kohen of Duchen and the Echid is true. It's not right. You shouldn't do it. The Zagatalia has a paper on Taina, that's called the Guru Salud. Daf al Daf, an uncommentary on Taina. It's a very interesting thing. The Yisrael means that everything that Rashi and Taina say. Any time that Rashi and Taina add on one word, it says wrong. Wrong, everything is wrong. Every time they add on one word, it says it's wrong. And it's so like an unstuck again. So he gets to this thing at the end of Taina, and he says, all the questions saying, now I'm doing my life, it's wrong. And the manuscript is missing already. The explanation, I think. And he says, we all quote the Yisrael, that the Yisrael has the essence, the mat, the work. And all the other things called the Yisrael. Lam is also the rock, the smell, the matshay, the bayam, the matbracha bayam. So he says, the Yisrael has it settled, and it's a different shot, and the Yisrael has to say the following, and they have five dots. And they write Kavar on the album, that they're written in the manuscript, where we don't know how he will be answered in the whatever it is. Anyway, so the Tzadikai held that you can do it. The Tzadikai held that you're not real, that you can do it by you. So that's different communities they have with them in order. Rabbi Schwab, who the rabbi over here told me, that his father, Oliver Schwellen, was a balabas in Frankfurt under Rabbi Pope, if I'm not mistaken. I think he said that his father was there when Rabbi Hershey did. And he said, during Rabbi Hershey's time, they took him to Leila because they finished the chazen would finish Leila by one. So it would be different to be finished to you. And then they would say, I'll beat him up in line by line, which takes the chazen, which takes a long time. And then it still wouldn't be safe at the chazen, so Rabbi Hershey showed up and he held his sermon for 20 minutes. And he says that the last sermon that Rabbi Hershey held on Yom Kippur, when the family is family, he died, I think, December 31st. They make a big fuss about that. They said, well, we should give him a paycheck quarterly. And you know your train is going to get the global paycheck at the beginning of the quarter of the year, monthly, quarterly. And you know your train is going to die in the middle of his mind in 24th. So he died December 31st. And he had a cycle for a full salary. So Yerson didn't have to give any refund for his work. So before that December 31st, he died. So the last thing he did of his life, he held up Russia. And this Russia became famous because some German poet wrote a whole poem about it in German, the way Rabbi Hirsch pleaded with there were two families in the community who were feuding with each other for years and years. Well, had an ongoing machlokes, the Lord came from us. And he pleaded with them that they had to make peace with each other. And he said that when the Chazi said, well, if you come around with Rabbi Aleinu, I call you so, and he said, Amen. Amen means that to be a Muslim. So he said, we're all saying Amen, everyone is looking to make peace. And he told Moses that they were blessed. He said, yes, a lot of old Brooklyn can do this, because they used to do it and they go down before the spear. And they used to pull out his mind by saying, I'll read my prayer slowly, and by having the Rabbi level 7. Now their practice is otherwise. Now, in the British community, having heard back to the old strength of the minute, they're doing it in the middle of the night. The Quran is doing 25 minutes after the spear. So that's a question, whether that's a cool question, whether you're allowed to or not. I'm sorry to my worldly friend, that's their practice. And the Magen Avraham and all the other Rishayim and Achal and Polkin from A to X, Y and Z, this is it. I'm sorry, my old faith, okay. But 98 out of 100 Polkin, 98% of the Polkin say that it's not okay. But you're not supposed to go from Balan. There's a strange thing with Rabbin. The one also lived in Germany. He was our pioneer, but he had a job in Germany. He was a Malamic in England. So the Mr. Gura quotes in the Prima Garden, I mean, Allah, Bohem Balayla, what about Ben Ashmosis? And the Prophet said, what about Ben Ashmosis? Let's say, I've already talked about it, you can do Ben Ashmosis. But he could stop again, stop his Lila. How can you do it? Maybe he talks for it. So how can you book him with a bracha? Without a bracha, do him all you want. But the bracha, I say, for the son of the Bishal, the Shalara, how can you book him with a bracha? You can stop it. You do it, look for it. That's that person who didn't take Luba all day long before he says, Kukukuk Kuma comes in Asmati. He says that the right to the Kuma has to take the Luba in Asmati. Is that Blocker? No, the Prophet Blocker is Blocker. He says, so how can him to the brother say, what made him from Gukum during his man of the Asmati? He means Gukum with a Blocker. One of the homies in Ulam and people, Willa Sassandal. Willa Sassandal is a Makwekis in Ugumare. In Yevamos, in Perek, Mr. Chalupo, as well as the last Perek in Yuneh, what is the definition of a sandal? So many are of the opinion, that's how it goes in the Shulman Aruch and the Shulman Aruch, that's how it goes in the Shulman Aruch, that we pass from Allah that a sandal is only if it's made of leather, but if it's sneakers or any other type of material, then by definition it's not called a sandal, we assume that this is called both for Chalupo purposes, but it's only a kosher of Chalupo to be matter of Yevam Lashuk. If the chalitza shoe is made from leather, and it's true in the middle of Shiva Rahman Islam, and a person is in a robe, which is not only a shoe, but a year. Sneaky, then it's true on Sinterbell, then it's true on Yom Kippur. But other Rishayim will disagree. So Machloki Tamar Roy, Machloki Tatan Roy, and the Gemara. And other Rishayim disagree. The Baal Amor and the Rambam. The Baal Amor and the Rambam, I will tell you, will say that we don't pass like that. They say that even if they're sneaky, you're not allowed to wear. That's a low piece where we should say, oh, but the room is going, the question is going to go. That he said you should be machmir about this. He said he passed and was a machmir for the Chomish to know him about the right of the Rabbah. Who should everybody do that that's the need for the right? We have more people that down, we're working on that. That's before the right. But the other thing knew him is a machmir. So I'm a Shulchan Aruch, the Mother Nabon says that it's under him, what was the right? Not like the machmir says it's in the Rambam, the first line in the last Tariq in the minute. So we do this like the Rambam, that all the Chomish to know him about the right. So the Zohar Brian said that once you do Choshei to Yitzchak and Kippur, maybe even a Kippur, once you do Machmir, and not to wear even sneakers. So basically always used to have his Muslim, his interpretation of the Rambam. The Rambam says that you shouldn't wear any shoe that's against the Muslim, and it doesn't say that for leather, because if you are just Choshei Ha'orot, some kind of a lesson like that, talking about it, because if you are just Choshei Ha'orot, you should feel there, hard with the uncomfortable feeling of walking on the floor. But so they should always used to say, if you wear sneakers with hard shoes, that's not allowed. If you wear shoes with hard shoes, that's okay. If you always used to have that kind of look. Hard shoes coming. Allah doesn't have that luxury, so if you just talk to him, yeah, no, two is a two, we talk to him, two is a two, whether it's Mason, Lennon, or whatever. So when I say strictly speaking that if it's not Mason, whether it's Mutter, and it's not a two, it's all spoken of, and I'm not meant to say the Kippers, and I'm not going to teach about the Kippers. The Kippers dying is also an issue. The Kippers is also one of the Chomish in Milim, and it might be even a whole shit that's from China or the Mayan Tarim. You need to put your little finger into cold water to go to them in Kippur and on Kishabas. What about washing the Kippur dime in the morning? So that's much later. The Raman says we're not allowed. The Raman says all of this is a shaka that we recite on a normal day. We can recite them in Kippur, except for a few of them, which don't apply. It's one of the days in Kippur dime, because you know, wash your first dime in Kippur. And Tyson says, and you don't remember that we do wash our hands. Why? Because the Gemara says that how will rub up in the flock or if you end up there, you can only permit it to wash, because that's not called the feature for time. The only thing we'll ask it, I mean, it's whether I'm in a tournament or whatever, whatever it is. Well, we're telling ourselves that Allah Hachami, so Allah Hachami is called Zaya, that if it's not a feature for time, you will not. It's a place as well. The Gemara says that when you wake up in the morning, you say, well, brother, sure, I'll end up dying, and it's unhealthy to touch your face or any part of your body or to touch any food. So if you have to see things to your children, you might as well be better. You have to wash your hands in the gym, because you're going to transmit it to your food or food. The place is says, if you have a rough run, you can't touch anything. And if you're dying on the floor, it's your food there. So that's our practice that we watch and say, that in China, we can really show that we still have this rough law. We can rough law for whom we work. Maybe it's only in the Middle East and in France and in Germany, maybe there's no rough law. But it's profound, it has a long story about that. It says a lot of customers say, they haven't seen this rough law in generations. There ain't no rough law. There are rough laws that don't like themselves to buy money in Kippur. So some people are consistent with that, they don't like themselves to buy money in Kippur. And others assume that it's not so. We're still afraid of the rough laws. That's why we wash our hands in the morning. The tefillah, before you daven, you're supposed to always wash your hands. Before shacharis, minchah, maariv, before putting on clothes, you're supposed to wash your hands. But if you don't have Mayim, so you might say, B'chol Mi'u Dimanasi. I don't know, if you just clean your hands off, I don't know. But if you have water, then you should be cautious for it. Well, cleaning off with a Mi'u Dimanasi isn't going to help with the rough rough. But the rough way you got to rinse it off with water. Different opinion, yeah, different opinion. But we're hoping that there is a rough law today. So that's why we allow and require people to wash until it's a dime in the morning. The Yeshua says that how much do you have to wash until it's a dime? So there's a machlokes rash and tosfos from the beginning of the Perakol Abbas and the end of Chumen. So some of them say up until the roof. Rashi says up until the roof. And tosfos says no, that it's not right. What's up until the nafa? So all you're wrong with machlokes. What's the good deal? So watch up until the same machlokes until it's a dime on each board. So we're not all you know, watching for the week. But when it comes on Tisha Brother and Yom Kippur, when the feast is prohibited in Zeragun, tell me, can this go to bare minimum, what you need in order to remove the rough law? So the Association says then you can revert back to Zeragun and the Pashman says, he said, you only watch up until the next day. The Association says in fact, when what are you watching for the dime all year long, you can always mumble Bulin Eder. You watch for the week. As long as you need it, because otherwise it would be common. Right there you'll be, and then you'll be mukhiyah to be machmah and teach about them to throw us and you'll be stuck. We don't do like that because when we go to Shiva Tana, the Rebbe teaches us to keep the Shulchanach, and we all know. When Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you watch for there, and all we don't watch for here, so that's built into the matter. But all you want to do this if you can, you have enough water, you watch for there. Tisha B'Av and Kippur, watch for there.
Yeah,
you
know, according to the people, people are watching, they're not watching,
I mean, they think that it's required.
In personal knowledge, and you can make it up, you know that it's valid, hey, so why
okay, but that? Someone makes a mistake, and it seems that you have to wash them and put it from there, so we're not going to scream too much. But we'll tell them what I am kidding, not supposed to. No, but the Tanya doesn't mean it has to be the Tanya. If it's considered the Zohar Akha, then it's not the Tanya Marshal. If it's a Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah. A person, if you're old, see that it's not a Mitzvah, so if it's a Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah. You need it to cut kind of clothes, you have to get a Mitzvah in order to be able to daven the Tanya Zohar Akha. Or if the person, how you are the Mitzvah, it's hands are dirty. Well, let's say his hands are not dirty, but he doesn't do it at the same time. So that's automatically called the same time. Every Rechitza is automatically labeled as Tanya, unless it's a Zohar HaMashiach. Machlokes, the Mitzvah is Mashiach. Or did they say Mitzvah is Mashiach? According to another Jew, it says the same thing as Gemara, even if low Tzivah is not allowed Mitzvah, that's the fact that if it's Tzivah HaMekaheret, that is also Mashiach. But Lahoshe says, boy, Bamayim, it doesn't mean that he gets any Hanor from that. But those are called Sultanas. The Chit says, well, by definition, called Sultan, unless it's Mitzvah with Avraham. It's a little bit of truth in the Gemara. The Kohanim, when they book him, there's also a machlokes. The Gemara says that everything is more modern. So there's a machlokes that you take, how far the Kohanim have to wash. So that's the thing is, that when you wash for bread, you have to wash for the wrist. If you come and book him, you have to wash for the elbows. And there we're not machlokes like that. You did her maker like crazy. When we wash for bread, maker like you only have to wash for a machlokes, or a machlokes to wash for the wrist. When the Kohanim book him, in follow cases, but you don't have to wash the wood, not mock, they just have to wash till the wood, but they have to wash till the wood, not some there for the hand. A lot of the time don't wash properly, they keep their wrist right over here, and the Levine don't want to get it wet, so they only pour water on top of the hand. So that's the color there is no good. Going to actually be looking up until the wrist. Going to say very possible, like it has to be up until the wrist, the whole thing. So what do you do on the sister? So the government of love on the side of the Sohanah points out, when a Kohanim wash their hands before they do them, they don't pour a bracha. So you can turn off towards the guy, why not? The basis in the Sefer says, why? Based on the Sefer in the Sefer, based on the basis in the Sefer, that the Sefer to the classroom, that really the Kohanim are permitted to do them, and Yom Kippur is relying on them to say that they do them in the morning. There's no requirement to wash immediately prior to booking. So if you take issue with Raj, they think that it's not so. The Kohanim have to book them immediately. They have to wash immediately before booking. But we're Machma like Tosfos that they should wash immediately before booking, but they don't recite the bracha until they're done, because maybe Raj is right. Maybe they were used to it in the Tosfos Adam that they have in the morning. So that's why our practice is to wash right before booking, in front of wash, but they don't say the bracha because of the bracha is left. So the bracha says, what are you going to do on your sister? You're going to go in the room for anybody who only washes to knuckle, like the Tosfos says. But the Kohanim, either I didn't have to wash, the Chalav won't have to wash for the wrist, but they didn't wash for the wrist in the morning. So then they're going to wash the bracha, they have to wash the wrist. But we're going to say the bracha, so the Bishon or the Bishon to run on the Kohanim, they're dying. But people are going to wash in the Kohanim, they wash in the morning, they wash again, they wash again, they wash again. So that's why the government of Ovah has that today. And he says, Kohanim, when they wash, and then people morning, when they wake up before they go to shul, they should wash for the wrist. Whether when they wash the second time before Dukhanim, they wash again a second time to look to satisfy the teacher, they have to wash immediately before the Dukhanim. Well, actually, the second time they shouldn't say the bracha because they'll be always washing sheep and you can rely on the washing of the Adi. That's what the government of Allah said. And the Buddha says that there are others who disagree with the government of Allah. What if we kind of went to the bathroom, you see? Then you have to wash Mitzvah Adi. That's why you say Mitzvah Adi. Rashi won't say from the line of the Buddha before. Dirty you can't do anything. The don't talk to you better for a bracha. So he says, I feel like a guy who said, well, I said, Mr. Lewis, I think on World Rabba. World Rabba doesn't agree with this, he's going to be used. He thinks that maybe the Takana Chacham said, we'll call the Brach, and the Philistine Dine is only instituted when you watch the Philistine Dine for bread, and watch the Philistine Dine before shackles when you wake up in the morning. But when you watch before Dukhanim, maybe they never instituted the Brach. There is a time, why should that be so? Why isn't it never used like, I don't know. Anyway, the best nation for Kohanim to figure out. You have to ask what occurs. But if Mikra Adin is not needed, that's a minute. Rules are futile. That's not material for Dora. We're not born. Motivation is not the same time. But we declare automatically whether you think that you think that's the time. Less material for Dora. What is the material for here? It's material for the mitzvah of the Labour wants to sign a mitzvah. Just a minute for students. That's something we need to have. And many communities do not have. So that's a little questionable. But that's what the matter of time is going. It seems like your time is that it's not called the secret of time because what motivated them to wash their hands, the Labour to wash their hands. So it's not their desire to have time. Kiddush Levana is often called full of Tumim. Where you should be Nahar to say to this one thing, I say it's more Kiddush, you have another mitzvah. To shift the scale, you got another mitzvah. You said to be Mabel Mitzvah, and I say it's more Kiddush. No, you have to say Kiddush Levana. When you're in a happy mood with an affair, make sure people are not supposed to be in such a jolly mood. They're supposed to be nervous about the aim of that dream. Look around, you don't see too many people nervous, but they're supposed to be nervous, they're supposed to be in a very serious mood, and so there's a lot of supposed to be decided when people are in a very jolly, happy mood. So that's why in many communities, the practice is they write after Myers. I'm a certain young person, before people go home. So you try to use Ravana. Even though they're starving, but they're in a good mood because they're happy about the fact that they just acquired a Mechilas Hazonah. So I'm telling you, Tisha B'Av is told in the Shulchan Aruch, and most people have the meaning that you don't decide. You don't say Tisha B'Av is during the benign days, unless you say that it may be cloudy and it may not be so long to work with Tisha B'Av. So you say Tisha B'Av when you see the moon, and you have an opportunity to express that too. But if you think the same about Tisha B'Av, and you think that it's not going to be cloudy and you'll have an opportunity to say to this Ravana. So the practice is that you wait to be in a better mood till after this. But so most people have a meaning that you don't decide to this Ravana, I were hungry before we were home. I'm a story Tisha B'Av. I'm a story and people, yeah, because people are happy without Mashiach HaZonos. I'm a story Tisha B'Av just to this Tavelus. So you're miserable. You're not happy. You're happy that Tavelus is over, but the Beis HaMikdash wasn't rebuilt. On the third and kipper, we assume that we're thankful of Merkel Aravina, so we have a big party. We're happy about the fact we've got the third one. So I think that nothing changed yet. We just finished. We're not the fourth one. We're not able to see on the first, so the other one is over. That's why generally assume that the proper thing is to go home and eat. And then folks will be on the rest of the week. Why is it such a minute? And that's what we're doing. I'm going to talk a little bit about what do you have to know about Sufis in Kufa? A lot of things. Make sure you don't get a green head throat. In Shulchan Aruch they say if the extra is green, but there are two kinds of green head throat. You can actually get that was plucked off before it's ripe, and you're going to stay green around the grass. And you have other head throats, you let the mother find the green bananas, but she is, they're not going to stay green one of them, they're going to turn yellow, and then they'll be edible. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote from the box, one of our long in the back, that if you have a green S-world on football, but it's not green, green. It's green and you see it's beginning to turn yellow, and then another couple of weeks it will be on football, it's going to be green, but another couple of weeks it will be yellow, it will be when our said in the back, as I told him. And the Mishkanet Yankiv has a shiver where he says that it's no good. Green is no good, absolutely no good, even if it's going to change. This shiver is printed in Rakhine Balogu football also. And he said, that kind of love in the Shiva will take the work for design. So they put together what they saw for who is Shiva. So by mistake, the Mishnah Yankov is a Talmud about kind of love, and he has sent his Shiva to his editor, so he's on his desk. So they printed the person and the kind of love in the Talmud, thought that it was written about kind of love, and so they threw the book into the Chutam Shiva. It was very simple to give before the Mishnah Yankov, so they know that it was his Shiva. You can tell by the style of the writing also that it's not... About Then you are rubble. Just to notice and remember that you shouldn't confuse this for you. You can say that I rubble is on the shape of lips and I'm on the shape of eyes, and all the people have the eyes on top of the lips. That's the equivalent of those. That's not the explanation. That's just the student to remember what should be higher than what. They're not supposed to be on the same level. So which should be higher? Have I seen all the other ones? They say the eyes are above the lips. So what if you have it in reverse? Very often they still have action that is so small. I love it that it's so small. So I love it that much taller. So to the other, so you didn't do the meaning. So Rashi says the parable is sort of a thing that you're not used to the other. So a friend called the kin on the skin, how can it be that you're not used to the other? They have great difficulty. But whatever it is, that's what Rashi says. So you should be careful. If you're very tall, I love it. You should pick them up on the bottom. Don't pick them up on top. You slip off the bottom part, make sure you have the feet, and the feet open, and slip off the edge on the bottom, and the feet look like a hadash, and will be taller than that. Again, the Shulchanach will fall off from Iran, and say, based on the Gemara. But the Lulav has to be forthcoming. The hadash and all the types of feet on it, it has to be forthcoming, in order that there should be one pesach above the height of the hadash and all the types of Iran. Quoted by the Shulchanach says, not only is that a din in determining the shear of the height of the lulav, has to